Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we are broadcasting live right now from, believe it or not, the headquarters of corporate headquarters of Heineken USA. We're being produced tonight by Shark Creative, and we're also made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Advisors, Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Northeast Environmental, and welcome to Michael Labriola Incorporated. I'm here right now with Tara Polisco, who happens to be part of this corporate group of Heineken in many ways. She's the Associate Manager of Corporate Events and Consumer Affairs of Heineken USA, and you are the recipient, you and your group here at Heineken, of the I Love My Office contest. Congratulations.
Thank you. We're so excited.
Yeah, this I love your office. It should be called I Love Your Office.
We get that a lot.
Yeah. I mean, here we are atop this beautiful building in White Plains overlooking the city of White Plains and the White Plains of White Plains. You know, who knew? There's actually mountains in White Plains here. Very beautiful. Tell us what you do with the organization.
Yeah, so I'm part of the corporate affairs department, and my main role is to handle all of our corporate events, our employee engagement events, such as one that's going on in the background of right now. We're having a happy hour for H41, which is our newest Heineken line extension. It's an amazing new product
what
that we have coming out.
H41?
Yes, so it's our newest Heineken liquid. It's made from a special wild yeast lager, wild yeast that's only found in Patagonia. It's got this amazing story that I won't steal the thunder from another guest that's coming up who will explain it all in great detail, but it's this awesome new beer that we have available in New York. A lot of accounts in New York City have it right now, so we're super excited, and we brought it to our employees today.
And is this the first time everyone's trying it?
Yeah, it's the first time that most of our employees have tried it. We're actually trying to convince our facilities to get it here on tap all the time, so we're hoping from tonight we can get that to happen.
So it's a yeast from Patagonia. Heineken is Dutch.
Yes, it is.
Which you corrected me. For some reason, I was thinking
yes,
it was
German.
Yes, we
are Dutch. We're Dutch and proud.
I'm Dutch. I should know that. Of course, you probably have to say yes, but what do you think of the beer, the
H41? It's really, really good. I had it once before, but for some reason, tonight it tastes a lot better. Nice and cold.
Nice and cold. It's exciting. Tell us about, what are some of the other Heineken products? I'm trying to think of, like, your whole line.
Yeah, so we have a great portfolio of products. It includes Dos Equis, Tecate, Strongbow Hard Cider is also one of our brands, Heineken Light. And then we also have some other brands under our Five Points Trading Company, which is Newcastle, Red Stripe, Murphy's, Bira Moretti, Tiger, there's a bunch more. Oh, so we've always got something new.
I had no idea. I love Moretti beer.
Yes, actually, that's my all-time favorite.
Matt and Dos Equis.
Yes.
Wow, how exciting.
Yeah.
Doing the events must just be nonstop fun.
It is. It's nonstop fun for sure. There's always something new that we can bring to our employees. So we're really excited to be able to kind of explore it and bring it all out.
Well, yeah. I'm happy for you. Thank you so much for
Thanks.
Starting off the I Love My Office sort of events here with all the interviews. I know we're going to be, like you said, talking to some more people here involved with your company. We want to thank our sponsors of I Love My Office because they provide all sorts of wonderful, neat treats for you guys. Joseph Richard Florals, Grey Rock Florist, Chocolations, MSM Designs, The Capitol Theater, Oasis Day Spa, who just happens to have a masseuse here tonight, giving people massages, Sundance Kitchen and Cantina, and Jay Hilburn Stylist. Nancy Carr is here as well. There she is, looking very lovely tonight. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy the event, and congratulations on the launch of H41.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Tara. Okay, and this is Laura Smith. The I Love My Office event tonight is at the headquarters of Heineken in White Plains, New York, the corporate headquarters here in the USA. It's all good. I think I'll go have one. We'll be right back.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades.
Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and great to be here tonight at the corporate headquarters of Heineken USA in White Plains, New York. We're being produced tonight by Shark Creative, and we're also made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Reverso Associates, Facelifts Painting, and the White Plains YMCA. So here we are atop this building that looks out into the most beautiful view of White Plains I have ever seen. And we happen to be in what could be the coolest lobby of a corporate office I've ever been to. That's Heineken USA. And I'm joined today with Mark Walker. He's in finance. Hey, Mark, thank you so much.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm really good. Thank you so much. What's it like to work in an atmosphere such as this? This doesn't look like your average, cubicle and computer and, kind of corporate office.
Well, let me tell you, Heineken is one of the most awesomest places that you could ever work for. It's a great atmosphere, the personalities, love. It's a lot of love in the building. Everybody kind of get along with everybody.
Get the impression that it's everything you would hope that a beer company would represent when you walk in. People are just warm and inviting and full of life, and it looks actually like a restaurant or a bar. Is this the lobby of your office, really?
Well, this is the lobby. This is where we have,
Yeah, go ahead. And don't turn it off.
Ooh, I'm sorry.
There you go.
So yeah, this is where we have our kind of like luxury time out here. We have a good time here. We have our beers. We communicate with one another. We go downstairs in the caf and have food. Everybody has a friendly personality.
Isn't that wonderful?
So, yeah, it's awesome.
Are you guys allowed to, do they pour beer during the day here?
No, we don't. We have a happy hour.
Every day?
No, not every day. We just have a happy hour and we utilize it accordingly.
Okay. Gotcha. So like today, for example, is when you look like you're having something exciting going on here. I heard it's the launch of H41, your newest beer line for Heineken. It sounds really fascinating.
It is, but I'll let our marketers tell you more about that. I'm in the finance area.
You're in the finance department.
Exactly.
Well, I would imagine that's pretty fun because, Heineken is such a legendary brand. I remember when it first came out. For some reason, I remember because that was back in the days when all you could get were good old American beers, Budweiser, Pabst Blue Ribbon. I'm from the Midwest.
Okay.
And, Miller and things like that. And then all of a sudden, somebody said, there's an imported beer you can get. And my father started buying Heineken. And that was like, wow, we really thought we were cool, And that was a long time ago.
Hey, at least you got the good stuff now. So don't turn back when you have a Heineken.
Oh, yeah. most definitely. But Heineken, what I'm finding out now talking to everyone here is vast in terms of its different identities and beers and brands and so forth. It's not just the one green bottle that we're all very familiar with yep. the red star on it. So there's more than that. But it's nice to see that somebody in corporate, so you're in the finance, and so you have to deal with all layers of the real corporate aspect of when you're in a beer brand, business as usual.
That's right.
You got to count the...
We have to count the...
The bottle caps.
Yeah, that's a nice way of putting it.
Yes.
So it's an interesting job, but we enjoy ourselves.
I bet.
Have a good time. You know, there's a lot of fun that happens around the office at all times.
That's wonderful. So. You know what? Not every business can say that. So I believe you when you say that. I hear you do something on the side, Mark.
Yes, I do.
What is your other life, your other gig, so to speak?
My passion?
Yes.
My passion is music. So I do DJ on the side. I play 8 to 80 Blind, Crippled, Crazy for whoever wants it.
Oh, I love it. So. Hey, you sound like you could be in radio.
Oh, I may eventually when I retire.
When you retire.
I'm going to let my voice carry on.
You have a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank
Absolutely
you.
Gorgeous. And thank so you. If people need a great DJ, how do they find you? What's your website?
It's DJ Mark 1 to 1 Entertainment.
DJ Mark 1 as in the number 1? Okay,
one.
DJ Mark 1.
D-A.
One.
Entertainment.
Okay. And wow. Mark. DJ Mark 1 to 1.
Entertainment.
Entertainment.com.
Yeah.
All right. Well, on that note, thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.
You,
thank you for
you
having me.
You represent the company with a lot of effervescence, just like the beer.
Awesome.
Great
awesome.
To have you, Mark Walker.
Thank you.
And here we are at the corporate headquarters of Heineken USA. What a fantastic place to be because I love my office. They won the pool, and that's why we're here tonight representing, and it's so good to be here. A lot of people sponsoring to make this office party, I Love My Office, happen, so we're grateful to them. Joseph Richard Florals, Grey Rock Florist, Chocolations, MSM Designs, the Capitol Theater, Oasis Day Spa, Sundance Kitchen and Cantina, and Jay Hilburn Stylist, and also Nancy Carr. All here, it's Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we are live at a big party right now, high atop a building in White Plains, New York, at the headquarters of Heineken USA. I Love My Office. They won the big prize. So that's why we're here. We're going to tell you all about that in just a second. But we're being produced tonight by Shark Creative. We're also brought to you by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, Skyline, Genesis Event Marketing, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Salem Golf Club, and Michael Labriola Incorporated, who are brand new sponsors, so we welcome them. I am sitting here with who is a brand manager for an exciting, exciting new brand from Heineken, Catherine Preville. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Thank you. You're smiling, and I'm smiling. I asked you to bring me one of these brand new, tell us the name of this fabulous new brand.
Our new brand is called H41 Wild Lager by Heineken, and
Wild
we're
Lager.
Incredibly excited to bring it to White Plains and New York City and to have everyone try it.
Oh, it's exciting. So, okay, I wanted to try it with you.
Oh, yes.
To get my first hint, I'm going to say that I was here when you kind of launched this.
Here we go. Cheers.
So, ching ching. Salud. Now that is special.
Yes.
What is that?
Well, it's a new beer that we've produced. It's a wild lager because the yeast is from Patagonia. So we have found a unique yeast that is bred in the wild, and we have created this new innovation in which we are creating a new style of lager. And that style is made with wild yeast.
I am telling you. So I'm weird when it comes to beer. I grew up overseas, so I have like certain tastes that are different. So I'm used to foreign beers. But I don't like them too heavy, but I like them fresh. And like some of the IPAs that are coming out, and some, a lot of them are really hard for me. This is something fresh. It's a little honey sweetness or something to it, but really crisp.
Yes, exactly. It's a new breed of lager. It is very easy to drink, very smooth, and it has just a nice crisp finish.
Yeah.
And it's a distinct flavor, and we're excited to bring a unique proposition to the market that is very sessionable, that people can really enjoy, and that has a rareness to it. You can only get it in a few places.
Okay.
And also, as I said, it's made with a yeast that is from Patagonia.
I don't know. Does that mean that it's so the yeast from Patagonia, what would be different about that yeast as opposed to the yeast where we get most of our beer?
Well, the yeast from Patagonia, it actually came from a tree. It fell on the tree, and we have a scientist, Diego Lipkin, who happened to be walking by one day and smelt alcohol coming from this plant. And he was like, that could be a beer. And through many different opportunities that existed through Heineken, we have created this unique.
That is tremendous.
It's a very beautiful story.
I mean, and I'm truly saying this. This is exquisite, delicious beer. This is something that I think a man can enjoy and a woman can also.
Yes. It is a beer for everyone.
It really is. It's special.
Yes.
And so it's called H41.
Yes.
Why?
It is because of the longitude and latitude of where the beer was founded.
I see.
Within Argentina.
Oh my goodness. And the
yes.
H means what?
Heineken.
Oh, there you go.
Yep.
Duh.
So H41, okay. A wild lager by Heineken.
That is tremendous. Well, I can tell you that this is going to be a huge hit.
I hope so.
H is for huge. And I'm so grateful to kind of know about this and to tell the world. So you're starting with the launch here sort of in our own area in New York, lucky for us.
Yes.
Where are you going next with it?
So we are also in Miami. We have just launched there. And then shortly after that, we'll be launching in Los Angeles.
Oh, fantastic. Well,
but here, come and get it
yes.
in New York.
I'm trying to say cheers in as many languages as I can tonight. Saúde. That's
Prost.
And there you go. That's Portuguese. And salud for Argentina. All right. Oh, thank you so much. Catherine, the brand manager here at Heineken in the headquarters right here, USA. This right here in downtown White Plains, and we are looking out at this exquisite view, drinking Heineken beer. Does it get any better than this? Is this really an office? I love this office. Well, actually, it's I Love My Office. That's the name of the contest that was won today, and we're so happy to be here with these fabulous people on a great night. For Westchester Talk Radio, I'm Laura Smith.
Your booth is one of many at a trade show. So how do you get yours to stand out? How do you improve your ROI? How do you generate high-value show leads? You call Skyline Genesis Event Marketing, experts at producing world-class trade show displays, providing solutions designed to give your company's booth and brand an edge, to make your exhibit compelling, to craft an event experience like no other. Boost your trade show ROI, supercharge your lead generation, and give your company the advantage it deserves. Learn more about Skyline Genesis Event Marketing at skylinegenesis.com.
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we are being produced today by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Advisors Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, and Northeast Environmental. Today, I happen to have the very good fortune of being where we have brought the contest of I Love My Office to the corporate headquarters USA of Heineken. And yes, that's what we're talking. We're talking beer today. And we're in White Plains in this beautiful office, high atop this building, looking over the White Plains of White Plains. And it's absolutely gorgeous. And there's this beautiful, happy hour going on here at the company. So we're having a great time because they won the I Love My Office contest. So we're getting the good fortune of being here during what is sort of a launch of a brand new product. But Heineken also has some staples that have been around for a very long time. And one of them is one of my favorites, a beer called Dos Equis. And Hannah Dre is here. She's the brand manager of Dos Equis. Hi, thank you so much for coming.
Hi, thanks so much for having me on.
So you're from England, but you are the brand manager of Dos Equis, which is Mexican.
Yes.
Yeah.
So came over last year and got the great opportunity to work on Dos Equis, one of the biggest brands in the US and one of the best brands of the Beds advertising. So super exciting. amazing.
It's a wonderful beer. I always love Dos Equis. Wasn't it like one of the first Mexican beers to be sort of in the mass market in the U.S.?
Yeah, so it was actually our Dos Equis Amber that was the first lager to be, for the first beer to be brought over here, and then we started to introduce the lager much later. So yeah. Really interesting that it's the Amber rather than the lager first, and now it's the lager that's got very much of our territory in the in Texas area.
Yes, I know it took off tremendously. How long ago is that? I mean, it's been a while.
Oh, yeah, it was back in like 1879, I think it was.
That Dos Equis came here?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say 1983. Or something like that.
Long time.
Oh, here. So we're talking way back.
Yeah.
So Dos Equis, is that old of a brand?
Yeah, absolutely. It started off in Mexico, and then it started to be brought into the U.S. here, and then we introduced, so we brought over Amber first, and then we introduced Lager, and kind of since then have continued to develop it. Obviously, 10, 12 years ago, we introduced the Most Interesting Man campaign, which went on to be very, very famous.
Oh, that was such a great campaign. That was a brainchild of whom? Who created that?
Oh, you're asking the wrong person here. So one of our agencies many years ago came up with the idea and took a lot of convincing to get the kind of brand team to sign it off. But yeah, like a long time ago.
That must have catapulted the brand into the minds of just about everybody on the planet because of that character in many ways.
Yeah, absolutely. He went on to be like a cultural phenomenon. Everybody was producing memes of him on social media, and yeah, the brand was in double-digit growth. So did very, very well for us, and everybody loves The Most Interesting Man, and certainly we still love The Most Interesting Man, but we're at a time now where we do have to kind of look at, okay, how do we evolve the brand and how do we talk more about the beer and the occasion when you drink
and not just, but didn't they actually introduce a new Most Interesting Man?
Yes. So we brought in a new Most Interesting Man two years ago now. And just recently we switched the campaign to a brand new campaign of Keep It Interesante.
Keep It Interesante. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. Yeah, keep it interesting, right?
Well, everybody thinks that it is just the Spanish version of interesting. And actually it's much more about the occasion when you're drinking beers and what you're actually getting up to. So Interesante is actually much more about the moment at which you're with friends in the bar, having drinks and sharing stories. And actually much more about sharing stories, which may have had the truth stressed a little bit to make them more entertaining for your friends.
I see, yes.
So when you know that your friends have maybe added a little bit of Interesante to their story, you know that they've stretched it a little to keep you entertained.
Oh, I love it. So yeah. That's basically where the Dos Equis theme is going these days.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's much more about keeping everybody entertained with stories about the beer rather than it being just about an individual person. So
yes.
Now it can be about everybody.
Now it's about everybody and it's about what the beer brings out in
yeah.
you. I love it. Keep it interesante. Well, that is really interesting itself. Thank you so much, Hannah Dre, and congratulations on all the big success for you here. And I hope you like the States.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Here we are. I love my office. They want it. That would be the Heineken office here, the headquarters in USA, which is in White Plains. We're so lucky to be in the White Plains area that has so many wonderful corporations, and Heineken is one of them. You should see this fantastic office. It doesn't look like an office. It looks like a bar, but it's very, very cool, and they have won the great prize package that is partially being sponsored by Joseph Richard Florals, Grey Rock Florist, Chocolations, MSM Designs, the Capitol Theater, Oasis Day Spa, Sundance Kitchen and Cantina, Hilburn, stylist, Nancy Carr. It's all here for I Love My Office from Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith.
An independent lifestyle with a little less work and a little less worry. It's what you want, right? Wartburg offers independent and assisted living, along with specialized memory care for those with Alzheimer's or dementia. From adult daycare and home care to inpatient and outpatient rehab, shorter long-term care, and much more, the services Wartburg offers are all backed by our 150-year reputation of providing quality care to seniors. Call to learn more, 914-699-0800, or visit wartburg.org. Wartburg, named one of the best nursing homes in New York State in 2017 by U.S. News & World Report.
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we are broadcasting live tonight from the headquarters, the USA headquarters of Heineken. Hello. How wonderful is that? And we're going to tell you all about it, why we're here tonight in just a moment. But we're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Reverso Associates, Facelifts Painting, and the White Plains YMCA. Speaking of White Plains, that's where we are. The headquarters of Heineken is here in White Plains in this building is way atop. Okay, and here next to me, right as we look out this window, to the White Plains of White Plains. I mean, White Plains is really named after like these high, they're like mountains.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Who knew?
Yeah.
You guys did, because you work here every day, and you just won the I Love My Office contest, which is why we're here.
Oh.
And that's really exciting for us. But I'm with Bjorn Trowy.
Nailed it. There it is.
Trowy.
Yeah.
Trowy. Wowie. Trowy. Okay. And he is the director of PR of Heineken USA, and you must have a lot of fun here.
Yeah. It's an amazing place. We have some amazing coworkers and colleagues, and I think, you know, we say it all the time. Anytime you get to work in beer, it's never a bad day.
I can only imagine. Yeah. I can see it already. The atmosphere is, this isn't your average bank.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Hey, we love banks.
Yes.
We love banks.
We love banks, but this is like, I mean, this is so super cool. Your lobby here of your front office actually looks like a lounge bar.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you kind of have to, you can talk about the brand, but you have to live the brand too. So we have a full bar upstairs. It serves all of our products. A lot of people just think that Heineken is just Heineken. It's Heineken. It's Heineken Light. It's Tecate. It's Amstel. It's Dos Equis. We now own Lagunitas. There's Red Stripe. There's a lot of different brands that kind of make up this whole portfolio that we call Heineken USA.
Yes, but you have a brand new product in your portfolio, of your drinking portfolio, which is something I am enjoying here. Actually, it could be the best beer I've tasted in a very long time.
Oh, that's awesome to hear.
And I'm not kidding.
That's good.
It is really fantastic.
Yeah?
It's called H41.
That's it, yeah.
And a couple of your wonderful colleagues told us a little bit of the background about it. But you actually went to Patagonia, where this yeast came from, they made this glorious beer from. So tell us a little bit about your experience in Patagonia.
Yeah, so the beer is, I absolutely love this story, and the campaign and the actual beer itself has just been a phenomenal thing to kind of be part of for so long. But we wanted to basically kind of retrace the steps of Diego Lipkin and of the discovery story of H41. So we actually took some editors down to Patagonia, Argentina, deep in the forests of Argentina, to actually see where the yeast was discovered off the very trees that Diego and some of his other scientist colleagues were actually at whenever they discovered the yeast. So it was just a really, really fun opportunity to kind of take some editors in a deep dive and really show people that we will literally go to the depths of the forest of Argentina or anywhere around the world to find the best ingredients to make the best beers on Earth.
So are you actually still importing this yeast from Patagonia here?
So the best thing is, so this beer is obviously, it's brewed in Amsterdam because we brew all of our Heineken beers in Amsterdam. So the yeast itself, so once you have a little sample of the yeast, that's enough to kind of stretch you through multiple millions of gallons of beer. So that's the wonderful thing about yeast, is it's kind of this catalyst that just makes beer go. And if yeast were an ingredient or kind of a part of car, it would be the gas. So it's a thing that really, really supercharges it and gives it the taste. So you just need a little bit of that to kind of give that taste and that profile. And for that, I mean, it can last you a really, really long time. So yeah, we've got great connections with our folks down in Argentina. We've been helping them with the brewing process for years, and this is kind of the final result. And H41 is, I'm with you. It's one of my favorite beers I've ever had.
Really, honestly and truly. So the gentleman you talked about, this scientist that was in Patagonia. Well, first of all, what was he doing there? I'm sure it wasn't to find, you know, like the next best beer.
Yeah.
What was he doing?
So that's my favorite part. So the story is a story of chance. It's a story of just like interesting, crazy discoveries that you just kind of stumble into. So Diego is walking around in Argentina, in the forest of Argentina, as one does. And he was walking in the forest, bumped into a tree, and a little piece of fungus, so a little mushroom, fell off the tree. He smelled like a slight scent of a fermentation, and fermentation means that there's yeast, because that's what yeast does. That's how alcohol exists. So he takes the little piece of fungus back to his lab, studies it, realizes that it's actually food yeast, like an actual food yeast that you would get in like a bread or a beer. Writes a white paper about it. Our beer geeks in Amsterdam read about it, ask Diego to see if they can get a sample, And basically, the rest is history.
Okay.
So they
grow it now in Amsterdam, or can it only be grown in Patagonia?
No, so it is absolutely 100% indigenous to Argentina. So in that specific Bariloche region in Argentina, in the Patagonias.
Amazing.
So it's incredible, and again, it's one of those things that just makes you realize that these beer stories can kind of come from everywhere. These discoveries can come from anywhere. Nobody would have thought in a million years that a random forest in Argentina would be kind of the catalyst that gives us this amazing beer, and here we are.
And Diego, is he part of like the Heineken family now?
Oh my gosh, yeah. So we as part of the whole kind of journey that we took down there, we saw how we literally changed this guy's life, and it's wonderful. So he and his lab, Heineken is basically funding the recreation, the refurbishment of a new lab down in Argentina. So it's going to be the biggest food science lab for yeast in all of South America. So it's really, really exciting. He's going to be able to make future discoveries, not just for us, but for all of food science and kind of the food industry down the road for years to come.
Wow. So, sort of like Newton sitting under the apple tree and getting hit on the head. It sounds like the same thing. The mushroom or the yeast fell on Diego and that was it. Now he's like part of this huge, amazing story and company and everything else. That's really something. And you know what? It's all worth it because this beer, I'm telling you.
It's pretty good.
It's beyond. I am not easy to please in the beer department. And this is phenomenal stuff. H41.
We'd love to hear that.
I'm telling the world. It's so great. Love anyway, it. Bjorn, you're a great face for the brand. And you probably really represent everything that Heineken wants to represent in their products. You're cool, you're fun, you're hip, you live life to its fullest, and you're part of this great family here at Heineken USA. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much, guys. And thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, love being here. I love my office. That's why we're here. And we're thankful to the people who are sponsoring our great contest. Maybe we'll be coming to an office near you, like yours. Some of the sponsors are Joseph Richard Florals, Grey Rock Florist, Chocolations, MSN Designs, The Capitol Theater, Oasis Day Spa, Sundance Kitchen and Cantina, and Jay Hilburn's stylist, Nancy Carr. It's all part of Wide Love My Office and Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to buy a new car, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we are broadcasting live from the headquarters, Heineken USA, here in beautiful White Plains, New York. And we're being produced today by Shark Creative, as always, and we're brought to you by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, Skyline Genesis Event Marketing, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Salem Golf Club, and the new Michael Labriola Incorporated. They're our latest sponsors, so we welcome them. I am with, right now, Marcelo Crew. He is the manager of demand planning, Northeast Region, for Heineken. Welcome.
Hi.
Before I even said welcome, I was going to say, what the heck is that? what is the manager of demand planning?
It's a great question. Essentially, when you think about it, the beers that we sell through in the United States, all of them are imported. And we really want to make sure that the product that we bring in through to the country is exactly the same product as what is made and enjoyed locally by those markets.
Oh, really?
It's incredible. Think about Heineken, it's exactly the same product that's drunk over at a bar here in New York City.
And the same one in Amsterdam.
Exactly. It's absolutely the same product.
So that's incredible. So no one's getting a watered-down version of Dos Equis, for example?
No, not at all. The Dos Equis is exactly the same product that's made over in Mexico as well.
I think that is fantastic. That's called integrity. I love it. I absolutely love it. Now, you and I were talking before we got on here that we have a connection for Brazil. I grew up in Brazil. Your mother's Brazilian. When is Heineken going to get a Brahma Schwarz? I've been waiting 30 years here in America for Brahma Schwarz.
We would love to be able to bring in some of those things. We have little plans. I keep it secret at the moment, but your dream may come true.
Oh,
your
my
dream
gosh.
May come true.
Are you kidding me? All right then. We just broke it here on Westchester Talk Radio. Marcelo Crew, that's awesome. You know, this office, I mean, it
actually looks like a lounge, a bar. It's so fabulous. And you won the contest today for I Love My Office, which we do to businesses. And it's really neat. You win a great prize package. If you look around here, you can see our fabulous masseuse from Oasis Day Spa over here. And the Capitol Theater is over there. People are winning tickets. And we have Jay Hilburn, beautiful stylist. Nancy Carr, if I'm saying that correctly, over there. And she designs beautiful tailored suits. Gorgeous, gorgeous things. And so we're doing, that's why we're here today.
It's fantastic.
But I know that you guys are having your happy hour, which, I'm sorry, but that must be really hard work during the day to have a happy hour. And you are really celebrating this beautiful new beer called H41 that is has yeast from Patagonia. And I'm so into this wonderful beer. And so that's great that you get to be a part of a company that just really isn't just your average everyday company. What is it like to work here?
It's an amazing place. It really, truly is. I think that, it's important when you're working in the drinks industry that, we work very hard at what we do. We also have a little bit of time to relax and to have fun. But it's really about the time to connect with other people. The bar, the whole atmosphere that we have in this this workplace is very conducive for communication. For us to be together and to work together very closely. And that works. It's what makes the company work really well.
Absolutely, it is a company of brands that come from all over the planet. Mm-hmm. So you kind of have that. Sounds like you have that type of open-minded, global feeling of camaraderie here.
Absolutely. I think one of the key things is we have people from across the world. You can probably recognize my accent is not from White Plains.
Absolutely.
We have people who work in the brewery areas. They come over from there to work over here. There's incredible diversity and a really interesting mix of people, cultures, backgrounds, and it's fantastic.
Kind of a backdrop of the real life and the real world. It's wonderful.
Absolutely.
It looks like a great, great company to work for.
It's tremendous. Tremendous. I've been here for myself for 4.5 years.
Oh, wow.
And without a doubt, it's the best place that I've worked at. I'm always very proud to come here and to work hard. I think that the key thing is that our work, we're really trying to instill the opportunity for people to get to relax, have a little bit of fun, and really enjoy the products that are authentic to the origin. When we drink a Heineken, it is exactly the same as
I absolutely love that. That's something I learned today from you, is the fact that all of your incredible products taste exactly as they do from their local markets, and that as it should. Mm-hmm. As it should, because
absolutely,
that's what makes them special. Mm-hmm. And so long lasting. I mean, some of the brands like Dos Equis and Tecate, these have been around forever, and so that's good to know. Wonderful stuff, Marcelo Cruz. So nice to talk with you today. And thanks so much for sharing a little beer and a little conversation about your life here. Thank you very
much. Very pleased to do so.
Thank you. Congratulations on winning I Love My Office, which is being brought to you today by all sorts of wonderful sponsors that have contributed to the prize package. Joseph Richard Florals, Grey Rock Florist, Chocolations, MSM Designs, the Capitol Theater, Oasis Day Spa, Sundance Kitchen and Cantina, Jay Hilburn Stylist, Nancy Carr, and all of that. Part of Westchester Talk Radio here at the headquarters of Heineken USA in White Plains, New York. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office, too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist in Armonk and Valhalla, respectively. Chocolate treats from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. Lunch for up to 20 provided by Sundance Kitchen in White Plains. A visit from Oasis Day Spa in Dobbs Ferry featuring their on-site massage chair. Website and SEO consultation with MSM Designs. A 4-pack of tickets to the Capitol Theater in Portchester. A consultation with Jay Hilburn personal stylist Nancy Carr. And 3 months of Shark Creative's on-hold messaging service.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize, a visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo! Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at westchestertalkradio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative, made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we are broadcasting live from the headquarters of Heineken USA in White Plains, New York. I am joined here by Dylan Molinelli, and I'm going to tell you about what he does in just a moment. But first, we're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Reverso Associates, Facelifts Painting, White Plains YMCA, and our newest sponsor, Michael Labriola Incorporated. You can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. And you can also, of course, like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio and follow us on Instagram at Shark Creative, and that's Shark with a C. So I am, as I said, speaking with Dylan Molinelli, and he is the image specialist here at Heineken. I'm trying to figure out what that is. Do tell.
So it's actually a brand new position with Heineken USA. It has been in Europe for a couple years now, but we just brought it over to America.
Okay.
We're only in New York and Miami at the moment.
Okay.
So the image specialist really, it focuses on those hot spots, those kind of destinations, those it accounts where you want to be seen at, you want to go to when you come to New York. So,
do you mean, are you talking about the actual like restaurants where they would serve your products, that type of thing?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so you are in charge of making sure that your new brand, like H41, is being represented properly by being in places that kind of go with what you were trying to portray, right?
Exactly. So our focus is really H41 Wild Lager, our new beer, like you just mentioned, and then also Heineken and Heineken Light, too. So
okay.
We try to grow our portfolio with these restaurants, these it accounts all over New York.
Are you allowed to say some of them here in White Plains? Because there's so many wonderful restaurants here, but like I would want to know where I can get H41 in White Plains.
There is a lot. So right now we're in about 20 to 30 different places all over New York. That's including Manhattan and Brooklyn.
Oh, okay.
And,
how many places did you say?
About 20 to 30
right now.
Oh,
wow, okay.
And then we're in 5 in Miami as well.
Okay.
So one of the accounts we actually just had an event at last night, Mr. Purple, has it on draft.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so great hotspot for the summer.
Because it's a beer that is only on draft, right? It doesn't come in a bottle, H41. Will it ever come in a bottle? Do we know that?
That's a good question. We're seeing how it does on draft. Right now it's going really well.
Uh-huh.
So if there's a need to bring it in bottles, then we probably will. But
okay.
On draft, it's going great. So we're keeping it on draft right now.
It is such a wonderful beer. And I'm not just saying that because we're here and I'm having a free glass right now. It is really special beer. It is elegant, it's refreshing, it's crisp, it's got enough flavor, it doesn't taste watered down, but it's not too heavy. It's just really, like, for me, the perfect beer. And I want to be able to find this wherever I go, so get on that.
Oh, definitely will. So we'll actually have on our website every place that has it.
Okay,
so
good.
You can definitely visit that, and you can go Brooklyn.
Is it HeinekenUSA.com or is it H41.com? What is it?
HeinekenUSA.com, so it's
okay.
On there, and then there's a separate tab for H41 Wild Lager.
And you're the image specialist. Well, that's a very cool title, and I can only imagine how cool it is to work here at Heineken.
Oh, it's amazing. This is a great company, and haven't been working for Heineken all that long, but as long as I have been, it's been
they make you feel like
unbelievable.
Family.
Oh, 100%.
Very, very great atmosphere here. We're here for the I Love My Office contest that Heineken USA won, and all sorts of the prizes and stuff today. So I hope you've enjoyed that, but it really is quite a special place here. So nice to meet you, Dylan Molinelli.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yes. Keep enjoying your job. It sounds like it could be one of the most fun things ever in the world, just getting your great beer into great restaurants.
A lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
All right. I can't blame you. All right, then. Thank you so much for following us today. I Love My Office can come to you, and hopefully you'll be able to win what Heineken USA has won today. And that's all sorts of great prizes, and we're being sponsored in that prize basket with things from Joseph Richard Florals, Grey Rock Florist, Chocolations, MSM Designs, the Capitol Theater, Oasis Day Spa, Sundance Kitchen and Cantina, Jay Hilburn Style, Nancy Carr. I mean, it's really wonderful stuff. I love my office. And it's all brought to you by Westchester Talk Radio and Shark Creative. I'm Laura Smith. Have a fabulous rest of the day.
Shark, Shark Creative. Get sold. I'm home. Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too, and now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark.